The legislature has left in Governor Walker's proposal to give the DNR more money and staff to regulate the Wisconsin silica mines that supply the hydraulic fracturing industry. Hydrofracking, as it's sometimes called, extracts oil and natural gas. Professor Crispin Pierce directs the Environmental Public Health Program at UW-Eau Claire. Pierce says two new DNR staff members may not be enough to protect the state if the DNR doesn't regularly check for very fine particles of about 2.5 micrometers in diameter.
We have decades and decades of research with American Heart Association. Many people in the field with published peer review studies have found that these small fine particulates, the PM2.5, are associated with death and disease. It's clearly the most important size that we should be monitoring at frac sand facilities.
Pierce spoke over the weekend at the Midwest Renewable Energy Fair near Stevens Point. Also on hand was filmmaker Josh Fox, who's releasing Gasland 2, his second movie raising concerns about hydrofracking. There's no fracking in Wisconsin, but Fox says the sand mining controversy makes the battle Wisconsin's too.
They're doing mountaintop removal in Wisconsin. They're blowing up frac sand.
The Wisconsin Industrial Sand Association says its members follow a mandatory code of conduct that guides efforts to be a leader in fostering healthy, safe, and environmentally responsible sand mining. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.